Call the City of Dyer Mayor and Board of Auditperson meeting November 13th, 2017 to order. We have a quorum present. First order of business will be to approve the minutes of October 23rd, 2017.
Second.
Motion second. Is there any discussion? Now, we'll call the roll. Start Mr. Robert. Go right.
Sustain.
Aye.
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 Motion carried. No visitors. Mayor's report. First, Kevin Hurley's resignation. A motion to accept his resignation.
Make a motion to accept his resignation.
Second.
Motion made in second. Is there any discussion?
Did he write a letter of resignation?
Right there.
No, I've got it under screen.
Oh, it is. Mayor Younger and Board, I am glad I've been able to serve the citizens of Dyer for the last several years. I would like to submit my resignation effective November 6, 2017. My best wishes to the citizens of Dyer, Kevin Hurley. Any more discussion? Now, we'll call the roll. Start Ms. Jennifer and go right.
Aye.
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 Motion carried. I would like to, I would like for y'all to appoint David McEwen to the Industrial Board.
Make a motion.
Second.
Motion made in second. Any discussion?
Whose place is he taking?
It's a vacant seat that I had not replaced.
Bob Robinson's.
Oh, you put him above?
He's got two, otherwise you could leave Bob on there.
Okay.
Has he?
Bobby Robinson.
Okay.
Has he accepted it?
Well, he will if once you guys vote on it.
Yeah, vote on it first.
He said he would do it. I've talked to him.
Okay.
If you vote him in.
Hmm.
Any more discussion? Now, we'll call the roll. Start with Michael and go left.
Aye.
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 Motion carried. Fire reports. Fire.
Uh-huh.
Police.
Uh-huh.
Street.
Nothing.
Finance personnel.
Nothing.
Water and sewer.
I have nothing this time.
Nothing.
Holy moly.
Committee reports. Public safety and health. This time I asked Ray to take to make the motion for the grant.
Public safety and health?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I will make a motion that we authorize Chris Todd to apply for two grants relating to the fire department, one for a truck and the other for equipment as listed on the page that you were given during the special call meeting.
Second.
Motion made in second. Is there any discussion? Not, we'll call the roll. Start Mr. Ringo left.
Aye.
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 Motion carried. Finance administration personnel. street maintenance, water, sewer, and landfill.
Do you need something about hiring somebody part-time, or... When do you need to...
Yeah, I mean, that committee would be, if you want to hire somebody part-time to fill that spot till...
The only thing I got is if somebody's, if we're needed some part-time help to to replace Kevin and only hire him as part-time, no backups as needed. Right?
$8.
I'll leave that up to you guys to decide how much. What's minimum wage?
$7.25.
$7.25.
$7.25.
$7.25. I think $8 a little short.
You're still at 10.
I'm still at 10. If they ain't worth 10, you don't need them. I mean, they're doing you the favor. Or you're doing both of you a favor if you can find an adult that wants to work part-time to earn extra money. If he's not worth 10, I don't think you need him for the job, basically.
Why do we want to do that rather than go ahead and just hire somebody full-time, do a search and hire somebody full-time?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if we need anybody full-time. If you got somebody that can... I didn't want to hire anybody before wintertime because I know there's probably... If you got bad weather, you're just sitting around keeping warm inside. I wanted to see how it went with part-time help until spring and see how that goes. And if you're not paying all the... Trying to save some money, believe it or not. So we can buy a new truck. But if we don't have to hire full-time help, if you got two part-timers in the summer or three adults and you're not paying all the benefits, you should save money.
Don't call a name, but do you have someone in mind on this?
No, I was...
So we're going to have to do a search anyway.
There's some people, a couple people told me about. William knew somebody, and I think the mayor knew somebody, adults, not...
Past the board has authorized the mayor to
appoint... You consider adults.
In the past, the board has authorized the mayor and a department head to hire a part-time person. But they have to specifically do that.
Whatever we do, it's okay, but we don't need to hire somebody that can't do a certain thing.
That's right.
We need to hire somebody that can kind of do it all.
Well, that's true. Is that type of person part-time on demand?
I can't get out here on this weed eater and do this because I can only ride this mower or whatever, you know.
Well, one of the main problems is somebody to drive a vehicle and take two or three inmates and go do a job. You know, that or looking after somebody.
We started picking up leads today, Mr. Abbott. Things like that.
Yeah.
They got to be able to drive a tractor, mow a yard. If they can mow a yard and drive a truck and tractor or simple stuff.
Well,
if you're looking for a guy, the last guy you hired, I guess, is doing great and can do pretty much. You'd like more guys like that, but you're going to keep them busy all winter through the bad weather or whatever. If you got part-time, you can send them home if it's 2 feet of snow or a foot of snow or bad weather.
I understand. But do you think, is it feasible to use a part-time to go get jailers? Should we use a full-time person to do that?
I think we have somebody, a full-time person, to do that now.
Yeah, you'll pick up people?
Yeah. Full-time do it. Okay. I might have misunderstood you.
Not to go pick up the inmate, not a part-time guy. Okay. No.
After we look at the application, it's probably hard to find a part-time person, I'm going to say this, that really know how to work. What I'm saying is, if you have a problem, if we don't know how to do it, he's standing around looking. Mm-hmm. But if you can find the right application for a full-time person, it may pay the city to hire him even in the wintertime. If he's looking for a study job, it may be to our benefit.
If we were to hire a part-time, would there be an hourly cap per week, or?
I would say 3 days at the most, until spring come.
Let's go. And I may be all wrong, but anybody, unless they're retired, that has a very much ability is probably not going to be too suited to being on call. You come in, we'll give you a call. Otherwise, stay home. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong in thinking that, but it doesn't seem like something I'd want to do.
Well, on your time off, do you want to hire a seasonal person?
You might want to do that, huh?
I might, if I could stay away.
Do you want to hire a seasonal person with an end date and say this is the day beyond? I mean, if you do it in the summertime, there's no reason you can't do it in the wintertime.
I don't know. Willie, what do you really need?
Well, for right now, like a part-time person. And that way we've got plenty of time. If that person worked out and was good, like Bradley Skinner turned out, okay. But if he ain't, bye. And we look for somebody to do it.
Have you had anybody interested?
Yes.
Anybody you'd hire?
Yeah.
Part-time. You hire part-time, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I even told him it'd probably be $8 an hour.
Well, he'll be real excited if you get Tom's way.
Well, I'll just... Maybe we'll save more money and talk Tom out of it.
He's just being nicer than I am.
I always like to put myself in somebody else's shoes.
Yeah, me too.
Well, we need to know why he's part-time. I mean,
they're not
going
to work too much.
I'm just curious about it.
If somebody
mm-hmm.
just wouldn't get a divorce and literally doesn't have anything.
And they don't have a job? They retired?
No.
Why would you say be satisfied with part-time then?
Anything. I mean, he's willing to work.
When his divorce is finalized, he might want full-time.
That's right. Do what now?
When his divorce is finalized, he might want full-time.
Oh, it already is. But Chris knows somebody, too, I think.
It don't really make a difference because, you know, that's what we're going to hire part-time, regardless if they vote full-time.
I just want
to have to take part-time. That's it.
Well,
I'm with Mr. Johnson on I won't. If somebody comes in part time, I don't want them standing around watching.
No.
I mean, I want them to be able to do something. I mean,
well, that's for the supervisor there. When he shows somebody something, the person can pick up on it. He can pick up on it. If he can't, he need to let us know.
That's why part time. If it don't work out, you can get rid of him in two days.
That's right.
Or if he comes in with an attitude, you don't need him the second day. You're not obligated,
Don't need no attitude.
Don't need no attitude.
Right.
We're trying to get away from that. But if they work out in 3 months or something, hire them full time, or you know,
when the spring comes.
I mean, if
we go through an evaluation, don't we?
Now, part-time wouldn't be evaluated,
you know,
would it?
Part-time you wouldn't have.
Right.
Full-time, then you need to, I would think you'd need
evaluate.
Yeah. Right. Well, Mayor, you and the department head are authorized to hire someone part-time, aren't you?
You guys have to vote to allow them to do that.
Okay.
But insurance, what's that cost a year?
Depends. again, say $6,000-$7,000.
$6,000-$7,000. What are the benefits cost the city?
Well, you take somebody's hourly rate and call it 30-35%.
So you're saving.
You're saving $3.50 an hour.
$3.50 an hour times in a year's time is several dollars.
Yes.
You know, if you can get by with part-time help, there's Mr. Reed's new truck. But
Richard's got to have it.
I want it to be a Cadillac.
It's got six doors on it.
An Escalade.
I make a motion that the mayor, Mr. Caton, be authorized to hire someone part-time.
I second it.
Motion second. Is there any discussion?
When they fill out the application, are you going to put, when you apply, put it in the paper, are you going to put part-time / full-time or just part-time?
It's part-time. Because if the board wants to come back and hire full-time, then, or that you guys want to hire that person full-time, then, you know, that would be y'all's discretion. I wouldn't play a part in that.
I would have more interest in if you have me part-time, if I have in my mind, or you have talked with me concerning full-time, I will put more interest in my work to try to get full-time. That's just my thinking. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't just do a part-time man job. I would do a little more knowing that it's a possibility that I may get hired.
Yeah.
As long as you don't have to promise that guy on the front end, there is an opportunity there for full time. If you, you'll know that pretty quick. Either the first couple weeks, or maybe the
30 days,
or whatever, you know quick. Either he's going to fit in or he's not. Right. Either he's ambitious or not. Some people aren't cut out to get their hands dirty.
Now, color, I'll start marking the left. Anything else? Street maintenance, water, sewer, landfill?
Nope. The only thing I can say this repair on Lee Street, that was, I stopped down there in a little bigger hole than they were probably expecting. I don't know. They didn't use all the gravel in that hole, did you?
You
did some sand because it was a huge hole, and the problem from that dropping down was poor workmanship. Whoever repaired that 12 years ago or something?
Yeah, probably.
12 years ago, poor workmanship. They poured concrete around the plastic went into the cast iron,
right,
or clay.
Right now.
And then they poured concrete around it, and I don't know why, but it just dropped straight down. So this time they got it up, put a boot on it, and they put several loads of gravel underneath it and over it. So, but that's poor workmanship. That's why it cost the town $8,000 or something.
So has PRI done all their repairs?
I don't think they're done.
We got a partial bill, but they're gonna finish the thermal part of it.
Well,
the infrared part of it.
Was the spot
College Street, was it part of the repair? Was it one of the, you know, on down from the CP Church? It's in the middle of the road, and it's not a hole, but it's real rough.
Well,
they fixed one, but it's one further down.
They fixed one over on the left-hand shoulder. If you're headed
this is
east, it's on the left-hand side of the road. They fixed it, and then there's one out in the middle of the road.
The one he's talking about on the first that you just named is back west of that hole.
There's another one.
It's getting real rough.
If you hit it, it'll. When are they going to fix the road on Madison Street?
I don't know. It's part of that grant thing. They have to let it sit. I think they said they was going to let it sit for 6 to 8 weeks before they come back and done it. Is that right, Willie?
Yes. They're letting it sit. But the man also told me on some of these repairs that they're all thermal or infrared, just like the one on Main Street. I asked him about it, and he said it was all the infrared instead of whatever they called doing what they were doing while they were here. But now, I hadn't seen them back with the infrared.
They're supposed to be back, huh?
This one, the one I'm talking about, it's just, you know, you can hit it with your left, according to which way you're going, your left side, and it's pretty rough. I mean, we don't do nothing but put some of that cold patch in it. We need to do something.
Does it got white marks around it?
I can't see it, because when
don't,
I hit it, it's
don't think, does it, don't think so.
Check it out, Bob, will
you? Yes, sir.
While we on the blacktop, I just hope we be able to put in for this year, our next year budget, for a blacktop road, a packer. To do our own work.
Well, that's what I was wondering about. Just driving around looking at what they did and some work I've seen done in Union City on some of their streets. If we had somebody qualify, $40,000 seemed like a lot of money to get these repairs done. Maybe it isn't. You know more about blacktopping than that. But our crew cuts the blacktop out and takes the gravel out, and they just come in and put the tar and pack it in there and then go over it with that heating thing.
Yeah, if they also had a milling machine, they'd mill those holes before they filled them.
What do you mean milling? Grind them up?
Right.
Okay, if you cut them and dug them out with a backhoe, what's milling? You're just grinding enough to get it out of there, correct?
That and getting the hole ready, I guess, get stuff loosened up so things will stick. I don't know anything about blacktopping. I just watched the dirt. Some of them they did that way, some of them they did, some of them they just had a hot
bush
and put in the hole and rolled over.
So what's done so far is hot mix put in, rolled over, and that's it.
Right.
How much more does it cost to come, to heat that up and do that stage?
They're going to heat all of them.
I know. How much does it cost to do that stage of it?
They don't break it down that way. The price is the price per square foot.
The purpose of that is for what?
It is to bind it to the other asphalt that's there.
To the edges of the other one.
Their guarantee is that it will last as long as the street around it after they finish that process.
I mean, if we got a spot that they're repairing three by three, they'll heat the old asphalt around it another 3 foot.
They dig it out, and then they put the cold mix in there, and they heat all of this stuff up, mm-hmm. And they have a hot mix, and they've got a garden sprayer full of this rejuvenator stuff that actually adds the oil back to the old asphalt. And then they take I believe it's called an asphalt rake, is what the thing is, and then sit there and they take the old asphalt and the new asphalt and blend it together. And then they roll over it. And so
that's what they gotta do next in town.
That's it. That's what they've remained, that's what they've got left as far as I know.
That is their process of doing it.
Yes, sir.
But that's their process of doing it.
Right.
If we take a grinder, when you cut out, you have a asphalt and grind it around and put the chemical, it'll bleed itself.
Yeah, they'll get the tight lock material mm-hmm. that you can bore in the hole.
I'm kind of like Robert. I'm one. If that's $46,000 we spent, if we could do it for less,
$13,000 for one machine and $11,000 and something for another machine.
Yeah, but I hate to spend $40,000. When I drive around, look what happened for $46,000. If you could save a bunch of that money and take part of that money towards blacktopping, the whole streets are bad anyways. So spend some of that money re-blacktopping the whole street, and then you're done with it. If you can, I hate to see spending all the money to fix them holes when everything around it is, some streets is bad shape. Hell, High Street is in, there's a lot of them in bad shape.
I'm afraid whatever you would save, you would spend plus some hiring additional crew to do that. Mm-hmm. I don't know that we've got the crew now to take care of what we need to take care of with that type of responsibility added. So my feeling is we possibly could do it. I guess we could, but it would take more people than what we have. You'd probably
not
use up your savings hiring more people. What do you think, Willie?
What do you say about blacktopping? You know more than I do about it.
Me too.
We do it ourselves. We don't have... City of Trenton and City of Mallon is the only towns, two towns I know of, that when we dig a hole, we go back and patch it with blacktop after a certain length of time. And they've got a contract with PRI. Once we fix the hole, we have to call PRI for them to come to heat it. That's just something other city of Trinidad and Milan has adopted. We have patched holes since I've been at the gas company all this time, and none of our patches never fail to bond with another hole, and we don't have a problem at it.
Without heating it?
This PRI, I don't know what PRI had done, but Milan and Trinidad has adopted it. If you patch that hole right there, they're going to come in and heat that hole in 1 foot diameter around it, and then send us a bill for it.
Pretty good idea if you tell them to build a gas company for our flat hole.
But if you'll notice, if we ever dug here, 90% of our patches will not fall in either, because the key thing of it is let it settle before you blacktop it. Keep the gravel there, let it settle, then whenever you dig down about that far with the backhoe, you knock the edges off, you got a hole, then you bring it up about that far and you run over the packer, you have packed it all back down there level with the road again. Yeah.
I believe over a period of time that the city will save thousands of dollars if we buy our own equipment. A $22,000 worth of equipment will last 10 years. The equipment will. And we can, even though if we take another employee, then we still come out ahead. Because I believe year four last was 70-some thousand. Nathan, or something like that, year four last?
I don't recall. We had basically 2 years worth of potholes last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you got to go, go. I ain't going over there.
That's all I was saying. Save the city some money. It's hard for me to see $40,000 for patches, or $50,000. It's to do it ourselves anyway.
Still got a couple more places that's gonna have to be done. Just like the one that was just dug up. Hopefully, maybe when they come in and do that, just finish that grant, whoever the company is that's doing that, maybe we can go over there and do that one when they come back to do it.
You know, they put that in the price.
I know, I'm saying the people that come in and pay. While they're here, maybe we could have them run over there, that way they're already here, and fix the Lee Street one over there.
Right.
It should have time to settle by then, like this one.
Well, this has got the rock in under it.
Per hole.
So.
That's what POA is.
And if we know ahead of time and everything, maybe we can get the board done. Unless.
Wow.
That's my opinion.
Have anyone looked into a packer or roller?
$11,000, a little over $11,000 for one without a.
The one that's $11,000 comes with a blade. That's a Caterpillar. And the one that's $13,000 is a Blue Diamond. And it doesn't come with the blade, but it's got. But the compression rate is a lot higher. They both fit on the skid steer. These are both attachments for the skid steer.
Right, not independent pieces
that's
of
right.
equipment.
Because you're looking at 40 grand for one of those, even a little bit.
How many people did PRI send in on their crew?
The ones I seen them do, they had 3 people. I don't.
So you could safely assume it would take at least 2 or 3 of our people to do
Ray,
that.
Ray, I'll be honest with you. And I, you, not taking anything away from you, okay? You could have done everything that man did in a matter of 5 minutes on the hole. But one of them was specialized in this category, one was specialized in this category, and the other one specialized in this rig. And that's who he sat down there, wanted to drive one piece of equipment, wanted to drive another piece of equipment, and the other one to use a wheelbarrow to dump the stuff in the hole.
One working at all times. The other two
was. Yeah, one person was working at all times.
The other two was.
Right.
State does it. State
I mean, that's how they done it. I mean,
it's typical.
I mean, I know it sounds, but that's, I mean.
Sounds the way it is.
Yeah, I mean that's the way they done it. I mean, it really was.
If we could save the town money, that would be great. I'm afraid we're going to jump in over our heads on something like that. We're going to wind up going outside and hiring somebody anyway, have another piece of equipment sitting down there rusting. We had one down there for, 20 years that never got used and is rusted. So why do we want to do
it? We've been using the same one for 20 years. As long as you keep it in a shed, it still works. And it is way older than 20 years old.
That would set outside. I don't know, that's just my opinion.
Well,
I think
we
get into our heads.
No, we've got it. I guess we still have it. I don't know. I haven't seen it.
You know, it's somewhere down there between the old sewer plant and the new sewer plant.
I feel.
I think the motor went bad on it or something, and that's just what I heard. I wasn't there. I wasn't here whenever it was operating.
I've never seen it.
Yeah, I haven't either.
It hadn't operated in the last 15 years. I know it's
reaching down between the old sewer plant and the new sewer plant.
And there again, you have to keep your equipment up.
Yeah.
That's your secret.
Mm-hmm. Ain't no secret about it.
Well, it's just what it is.
I mean, if it's yours, you try to take care of it and change the oil in it and put new tires on it. If it's somebody else, you just drive it until the oil runs out of oil.
I can bring spec.
I thought it was just a timely joke. That's all I got. Something for everybody to think about.
That's something good to think about, that buddy, too. I agree with you.
I mean,
you think we could.
If we think about doing it and you take somebody who you might want to hire that when you go to hire somebody or whatever works out with this other bit, if you knew how to
do
asphalt or something, somebody that might have known how to do it or has worked with it before and needs a full-time job, you could help offset his earnings in that or something. I don't know.
Here's really my concern, and I'll not to bring this up, but I'm going to. 2 years ago, we started cleaning off sidewalks. We hadn't gotten those finished yet. 2 years ago, we started cleaning ditches. We hadn't gotten those finished yet. You start tearing up streets and you don't finish it, you got a bad problem.
I agree.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, do you want to get into more than what you've got now?
That's true. Oh.
I mean, I'm not trying to be a butthole, but you just, you know, you keep biting off stuff and you're not finishing what you got. You're not helping yourself any. Fussing at you, Willie. I know you're doing the best you can. I'm saying we just don't need to take on any more than what we've got because we're not taking care of what we've got. I'd love to save the town money in any and every way we can, but if you start out saving, you can't finish, then you're just going to cost more in the end.
Yeah. Can't bite off more than you can
chew. That's right.
Get some of them old chores done?
Huh? Well, hey, we got some chores done.
Was talking about.
I agree with Ray 100%. We finally got concrete cleaned up down here. I've been waiting for 2 years. So we got that concrete out, but we house across the street torn down, got the little red house down.
Yeah,
we still need to clean up the brick and get it. Throw some straw on it or something, but I understand where he's coming from, starting stuff and not finished. Sidewalks started off good, ended up...
The city started doing the sidewalks, that's what you tell them.
Probably a couple years ago, probably.
Yeah, 2 years ago and something.
So I can appreciate what he's saying.
And I'm not blaming Willie.
I know, but there's nobody...
But we got a different group of people.
Yeah.
Right. Down there now. And
what ditches you talking about?
The concrete ditches that are falling in and trees are growing on.
Put in 50 years ago or 40, I don't remember. 40 years ago.
I do agree with Ray. I do agree with him. We need to finish some of this stuff.
Yeah.
But it's going to take a year to finish what we already have. By the budget coming around again. It'll be another year. So we can get started now, finishing the job that we started 2 years ago and make a practice. And when you start something, finish it.
No, I agree with that. When you start it, get it all the way and cross it off your list.
Absolutely.
And things like things like the sidewalks, the ditches are not a one-time thing. They require constant maintenance.
That's right. That's all ongoing.
I mean, it's just, if you're going to keep them, you know.
You could have a crew of three or four people working on those concrete ditches all the time. I mean, there are walls that are eroding, there are trees that are going through, there are fences that are down. You know, Willie doesn't have the manpower to do all of that because he's running somewhere with somebody all the time.
Well, what we did down here next to Alford's this summer, we had it looking really nice.
You did.
And then, bang, as soon as you let go of it, it grows up worse. Just like Old Road. We had Old Road looking really nice. And, of course, it's grown back up. But
why can't you spray that like the state does on their roads to kill some of that stuff?
I guess we spray some of it, but we've been scared of erosion.
Now, I'm not talking Roundup, but isn't there chemicals that will... kill the trees and that kind of stuff instead of the they make different stuff to kill trees coming
right.
up and that versus...
Tom, that's out of my... I don't know about sprays and stuff. About ground
it, if maybe somebody check it out at the co-op if they got something. Now, I don't know if you got to be licensed to spray it.
You talking about what they're doing, the electric blinds and everything like that to keep the trees from growing up around it? I believe you're going to have somebody that's certified in that chemical-wise to know what they, how much to put and what not to put.
Don't they make sprays to kill brush and not grass?
Electric company sprays a lot of their stuff underneath their power lines, and it kills everything.
Yeah, I don't want to kill the grass.
All the trees. Well, they have to keep it from growing up in the power lines. So far over on these ditches, you need to spray it on these fences to kill it where it don't grow up in the fences.
Right.
So you're in the same boat.
But another thing, Tom, when you go to spraying ditches, that's a big difference too, because then you're talking about getting into the waterways and see downstream the wastewater plant.
Right. They pick up the chemicals.
That's right.
And
they would.
Then we get.
You're right. EPA or above. That's right.
You start getting into waterways and everything. It's a,
how does the state get away with it then? They go along with them trucks and just spray it out of a tanker truck going down the highway and
hit the side of the road. But
I think that is something other that just stuns the ground where they don't have to come through and mow as much as they normally do. Because if you notice, the mower people had probably been through it but three times this year versus where they've been about every other month before.
Right.
Five or six times. So they're spraying something other that's stunning it, keeping it from growing up real fast.
All right, we'll move forward. Parks and buildings.
I don't have anything this time.
Unfinished business. Anybody know of any unfinished business have anything?
Yeah, I don't know. I got something, but I don't know if to put it under unfinished business or
have
new
talked
business.
About it? Have we talked about it?
We started to talk about it, about the parks, trying to prove what's being done up there. I guess it could be unfinished business. Okay, I'll just come out and say it. I was driving around Sunday afternoon about 5, and I was up by the park, and I looked over there. Hell, there's some guys playing slow pitch, you know, lobbing the ball up, and I've never seen that. That's a team of them that do it.
Yeah, they do it every Sunday just about.
Every Sunday night. I didn't know that, so I went down there and talked to him. One young man I talked to, his name was Jeremy.
Jeremy May.
And you probably know him. He said his uncle raised him. And I was impressed talking to him, but they had a crew out there playing ball. They were serious. And one thing they would like to have, they would be all for having tournaments up there. And if they could use the Dyer Park, Dyer makes some money, they could run, I don't know if they said 12 or 16 teams. We had two fields up there the right size, and that could draw people to your town to do that. If you're interested in something like that. I mean, they come from all around playing baseball. Now, I think they said they have to pay $150 a team to get in these tournaments. But that's pretty serious. They were having a good time, but...
And they were playing what?
Softball.
Slow pitch.
Oh, okay.
You know, and I didn't...
Michael's thinking about
Mark wasn't thinking nothing.
I'm just saying that I was impressed with it. They like it. The one concern they have is that I don't know who unlocked the bathrooms, but they say sometimes there's gals come up and watch them. They like the girls' bathroom unlocked.
Should be unlocked.
It wasn't unlocked, I don't think.
They hadn't been locked up.
Oh, maybe they didn't try them, but he says... Well, he said sometimes the women up there and it was locked.
We don't lock the bathrooms.
Okay, I don't know.
We don't lock the bathrooms at all.
The There wasn't no gals up there when I was up there, but...
When we close them down for the wintertime to keep the pipes from busted,
right.
That's the only time. And that's, you know, me and Willie talked about that today. And we talked about, you know, he said, won't we leave them open until the middle of December or right before the first freeze or whatever and everything? And I said, that's fine. You know, however you want to do it, as long as it gets done before.
Like I said, I knew they'd been up there playing softball on Sunday. We still have people walking around the track.
Okay, so they're supposed to be left open.
Right.
Until it just gets so cold that we have to winterize them.
Well, I talked to several of the guys up there, and they take that pretty serious. And I said, well, I'll say something tonight. But I don't know.
Well, you want to put on a timer, Tom?
Not me, but I figured that was your department. But them guys said they'd help put it on.
No, he's over the park. That's just the park.
Well, it's not a big deal to put a tournament on if that's what you want to do.
No, well, I'm not saying. I'm just saying what I saw up there. Young men were having a good time.
What they would do as a team, they would probably invite teams to come.
Right.
The ones that come and to get 10, 15 teams, charge them $150 to $200 a team to come in, and they would do all the...
Refereeing,
umpiring, and concessions and stuff like that. And then you're going to have them coming out of town. Most of the time, if you come into, like, Dyer, most of the time you stick around pretty close to that area. And you can raise, for the 13th, I don't know what we used to raise. I would say you could raise $3,000-$4,000. A team?
Curtis was one of the guys. I don't know who the other guys you're...
At so we used to do all that.
Yeah, I knew you would know more about it, but they pay $150 a team. They go up, I don't know where all they go,
they
pretty,
more yeah.
pretty serious. They had one in Rutherford, but they could only... I don't know if they had six teams or eight teams.
Dyer Station had one down here a couple weeks ago. Three, 5 weeks ago, something like that.
Yeah, they have one.
Yeah.
I don't know the interest fee. Sometimes it's $175.
You know. Okay, whatever. The only reason I'm bringing this up is to try to get the town on the map a little more and activities. These are all adults. They weren't kids.
Yeah, I got that.
His age, I don't know.
My age, probably.
Young men staying out of trouble up there. Yeah. They had one in Rutherford, I was told. Now here's a little catcher.
It's coming along with it.
They had one over there, but when they one of them said they after they ended up, they made about $1,500 off of stuff. But he says up here where you could have more tees, they stopped it. One reason they stopped it, somebody noticed beer cans in a trash can.
Mm-hmm.
Insurance. That's what stopped it.
In Rutherford?
Dyer.
Well, okay, here's my thing. If y'all voice your opinion, you go up and watch a game up at St. Louis or anything, they serve beer there. Most northern states where you have games like that, they serve beer. I know a lot of you don't like that idea, but...
Are you wanting to serve beer, Mr. Tom?
What's it going to hurt? You ought to bring people to this town. It's not dry no more.
Have a people that are driving after they've been drinking, too.
They sell it over at Jackson, too, at the General Station.
They do.
You know, it's part of baseball, you know.
Yeah.
If somebody's going to have a beer, they're going to have a beer. You know,
well, the big deal when we played and everything is most time if it's in the trash can, what somebody would gripe about? If it's laying on the ground, people need to gripe. But
yes.
If they're picking it up after themselves, there should be no gripe. But it's just somebody won't.
It's the ideas selling beer up there. You know.
No, y'all didn't do that.
No, we can't sell beer.
No, we're gonna be able to
leave
some park now. Ain't a park around here. City park around here gonna do that, sell beer.
Now,
when you have tournaments like that, you're going to have guys that bring their own beer.
Yeah.
They're going to bring their own beer.
That'll put us on the map.
You get on the map.
Hey, be the first time on the map.
You couldn't afford to do it.
What do you say, Chief?
He ain't heard nothing.
Hell, they'll play ball.
I will assure everyone in this room, if there's a softball tournament anywhere in any park, there's beer.
Yes.
I guarantee you that.
Yeah.
I guarantee you that. Yeah. If there's in any city park in Gibson County having a softball tournament, there is beer there.
What about church?
Somewhere.
Probably so.
I guarantee you.
Somewhere.
So, people, you know, there's no sense in...
Beer too. They can bring in their own cups, too.
People going to bring their own beer. They, yeah. You know, you can't stop them from getting put it in their cooler. They're going to bring their own beer.
And a lot of times they bring
now,
in big cups.
You know, bringing out in public is totally different. You know, you can stop that. You know, you don't need it, you know. But what you got in that cup, it could be a beer. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Michael.
Just talk to Jeremy and get his...
Michael got it.
Michael's the part.
Mike over the part.
Well, that's what I...
I understand what you're saying.
I mean, you want changes in Dyer. Bring people to Dyer.
We're gonna see can we put on a nice tournament without beer.
Well,
Lord help.
No, I'm not saying a tournament. I'm just.
I agree. I mean, I'd like to see more activity up there.
Yeah. What we do.
I mean, I'm not talking high school players or kids up there and selling beer.
I know what you're saying.
I'm talking after hours adult games.
Not only if there's normally around 12, 13 players per team. You bring in 15 teams, you multiply that, it's going to be 10 to 14 players on each team.
Yeah.
All right, they're going to go up here, they're going to buy their beer. They're going to go up here, they're going to buy their chicken, they're going to go out here to Joe and Dina's and eat, they're going to go down to Tootin' Tellin' and eat.
Depends on somebody's precise positions or not.
Huh?
Depends on somebody does concessions or not.
Well, I mean, they still don't go do that. And then those people, most time, those people that come up here, those guys, they're going to have girlfriends, kids. So
we're going to have a tournament next week?
No.
Let's move on.
Go.
Anything else in parks and buildings? Unfinished business?
Wow, you did that.
No.
New business?
Mike said no.
Resolution 2017-229.
Second.
Motion made and second. Any discussion? Stop and call the roll. Start with Mr. Rangel left.
Aye.
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 Motion carried. Any other new business? That's softball. To the accounts of October 23rd, 2017. Motion, is there a second?
Yeah.
There's a motion, second. Is there any discussion?
324
NAFCO.
It's a fire, something to do with fire department. Flashlights, NAFCO. Man, those are good flashlights. I saw one the other night.
Oh, they came in, huh?
They're nice.
Get you extra.
28.
Ray ain't got one, huh?
No.
Okay.
I thought I had a good one until I shined mine against that one.
What's 852?
Chemicals for water or sewer.
What you gonna get?
That's the type of dispenser we free.
You gonna get a deal?
1839. No, is that an itemized bill or is that broke down on what you've done or what?
I wondered why you were here and not asleep.
Because I love this so much.
It is, it's broke down.
Is that on the truck we talked about earlier?
Yeah.
Glow plugs, fuel pressure regulator, antifreeze, and labor.
Oh.
1786.
Flags.
Beg your pardon?
Flags. CTS communication.
Two portable radios.
Two portable radios.
Is there any more discussion? No. No, Colorado Star Jennifer, go right.
Aye.
Most carried.
I make a motion with adjourn.
Awesome.